This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Orlando, I think in order for the Panthers to be successful consistently, I think the ownership group for the Miami Heat has to buy them from the current ownership group that the Panthers have now. I don't think the owners are the problem. They just have to find the right person to run the organization. They inherited Dale Tallon, who came with incredible credentials from Chicago. So there was no reason to fire him. But as time went on, you kind of noticed that Dale Tallon's decisions aren't making any difference anymore. And he is not collecting the kind of players you need to win a championship. So now the owners get to put their own imprint. Look, you know what it is? It's Stephen Ross inheriting Bill Parcells. And he unfortunately, you know, what are you going to do? Bill Parcells was not here to work. Stephen Ross figured it out, and then he brought in a couple of other people. He hit on the wrong people, and then finally he made the change that I think is now headed in the right direction with Chris Greer and Brian Flores. But it took him a little while. Well, that's what happens sometimes with owners. They it takes a while for them to figure everything out, and it's not their fault. Nobody thought that Dale Tallon was going to be terrible. Everybody thought Dale Tallon would do some of the things he did in Chicago. And he didn't, unfortunately. So now you make the decision and you move on. And now they have Zito. And that's their guy. Now let's give the owner. Remember, this ownership group went and paid for that goalie. This ownership group has paid for all the young players to be re-signed. It's not like they're cheap, dude. Be careful. Okay, what you asked for. And I know the Arison family is awesome, but they have no interest in owning hockey. So I get that you're, you know, you've got an idea or something. But what I want to tell you is that I think the concept of your idea or the centerpiece of your idea or your statement, I think is wrong. I don't think the owners are the problem. I think the owners are great. I just think the owners have got to figure out and put the right person in place. Okay, Stephen Ross has not done well early on. I think now he kind of figured it out with Greer and Flo. But I never wanted to get rid of Ross. Why? Because, dude, the guy will fix up the property in the stadium, give you a new practice facility, save the tennis center. I mean, the guy is a complete positive to our community, man. He helps make our community better. I know he's a businessman. He's there to make money, but the tennis thing could have gone by the wayside. And if he didn't really want to win in football, he doesn't have to go to the extremes that he goes to, and he could just go half-assed like they do in Cincinnati every year. You know what I mean? So I disagree with you. I think Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu are awesome. I love those guys. I want them to succeed. I think they will succeed. They just got to find the right guy. But when you have an owner that's willing to spend, don't be so quick to get rid of them, okay?
Hey, listen, Tallon wants you to know that his time down here in Florida was very successful.
Oh, yeah.
He's become a scratch golfer, by the way.
Yeah, that's right, and millions in the bank. Rays fans are the worst. They can't get anyone in the stadium unless Boston or New York is in town. Well, Super Boom Shack, there's an issue there, okay? You have to understand that the Rays never keep anybody. So there's never a player that they can identify forever. The longest that they ever kept was Longoria. And then they still ended up getting rid of him. But they never really have kept a core of players around. That's what I've said of Jeter and Sherman. That in order to really prove that you're committed, okay, so far you're doing a good job of reloading the minors and developing young guys. But those young guys will eventually become players that you want to keep. Are you willing to keep, you know, 5, 6, 7 players that will be your core? And that's where Jeter and Sherman will be tested. And Tampa never keeps a core around. They do a great job of developing and drafting and rotating and all that, but what they do is they ship one guy in and ship him back out and ship one guy in and ship him back out. And it's impossible to create. Put it this way. If Tampa's willing to support a hockey team, Don't you think they would support a baseball team? You know what I mean? So if they're packing it for a hockey team, that's because the hockey team gives a crap about winning. The baseball team does just enough to tease you, but doesn't win anything. And they don't keep their players around. It's hard to build anything that way.